The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. Welcome back to the show. Stingray just killed it. I mean, the guy kills it. Mm-hmm. He just does.
Well, he's a star.
He is. He is. My dad says I'm a star. It's pretty cool.
I know.
Send your emails in. Hot Shots email today. A pair of tickets to Missouri and Florida on the line for today's Hot Shots email today. Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart, going to join us here in a matter of moments. Looking forward to talking over with Chaser, the Blues, in action against the Philadelphia Flyers. Doug, that's this evening.
Excited to see the Blues play now. They're off on a pace. They would have to play at this pace the whole season to tie the all-time points record in the league. Montreal Canadiens had 134 points in 1976-77. And that's right at the pace where the Blues are right now.
L'habitant. Mm-hmm.
10-2-1 every 13 games and you get there.
So that's what we're looking at now. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at. So Chase is going to join us here, brought to you by Petromart, in a matter of moments. Doug, you were telling me, man, it would be nice if I could keep dust levels down. And I go, well, I'm keeping dust levels down by using Filter Easy.
Is that easy?
Yeah, well, because they just send the filters to you. It solves the number one problem with home air filters, forgetting to change them. The average homeowner changes their home air filters 1 to 2 times a year. The minimum you should do it 4 times a year. And this is a physical reminder to make having clean air in your home easy and delivered to your door. You don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. And you won't ever forget to change the air filters in your home again because they send them to you. Delivers your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace. Plus, you're going to save 5 to 15% on home air conditioning costs by keeping your air conditioning and heating systems cleaner. And you save on maintenance of your air conditioner. It's called Filter Easy. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all TMA listeners their first delivery of standard 1-inch air filters for free with free shipping. That's right. Free with free shipping. Never forget to change your air filter again. And visit FilterEasy.com/Tim.
Oh, brother. Or just ruined it for me.
The air filters have to be Tim's air filters.
So what? I have nice filters, bro. Or enter promo code Tim on the homepage.
Oh, brother.
Sorry.
How do you spell that?
O-T-I-M.
Okay.
Hey, it's time for Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
And joining us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, presented by Petromart. Ladies and gentlemen, every Thursday, Kelly Chase. Good morning, Chaser.
Morning, guys.
Doug just said the bar now for the 2017-18 Blues is the record-breaking Montreal Habitants of the
76-77, yeah. Guy Lafleur in the crowd, yeah.
Is that fair?
We're looking at possibly the greatest team of all time that's been put together here.
Well, there's a slight difference, and I guess one of it might be that they were only they were the only ones that could pick the French players earlier in the draft. And
really? They didn't let other teams take them?
Created quite a team for themselves there over the first little while, and if you didn't take one of them, then they could be available for other teams. Yeah, no, they had the first French-Canadian kid available every year, so it was kind of a little bit of a skewed draft at the time.
Just a wee bit. Players,
But trying to keep their players involved. But, yeah, so you know what? This is a heck of a team they got here this year. I mean, with the injuries that they had, we talk about it over and over to be where they're at. I think it speaks volumes about the character of the guys and then about, you know, both the structure and the ability to buy into something and try to go through the due process and find out you're having success because of it.
Yeah, you look at the team that they've put together, and they really seem to have all the ingredients you'd want right now, including most of the key players right smack in the prime of their career. You think it's possible? I know it's obviously very early, but is it possible that this is one of the better teams the Blues have put together?
Well, I think so. I think also if you take into consideration that there's three of their top nine are not in the lineup, and you imagine inserting them, you know, on the team and then, you know, bumping everybody back and creating that competition within, I think that would really tell you from a depth perspective what they had as well. So they will get Berglund back, they will get Bouwmeester back, but there'll be some tough decisions to make on who to take in and out of the lineup after that.
I know there were some concerns that they weren't getting enough of a contribution from the third and fourth line. We're seeing more balance, though. Do you think they're heading in the right direction in terms of that?
I think so. I think that they've found a way to, you know, have a purpose and then serve that purpose game in and game out. The expectations upon themselves, I think, have changed a little bit in there. And you're seeing them follow up with, you know, some really good back-to-back games where they're taking a little bit of that pressure off the six players playing forward in the top two lines from scoring as well as the defense. So you're starting to see a little bit more of that. You're starting to see a little bit more of that consistency around from the lineup top to bottom, but getting pucks to the net and, you know, scoring some goals that are important times of the game. And everyone seems to be adding and throwing their hat in the ring here night in and night out now.
And they talk a lot about the defenseman getting in the offensive play. That seems like an easy fix. Why haven't they done that more in the past? And why doesn't everybody do it?
Well, I think it's, yeah, to involve you in the camp, certainly, you know, to move forward, yeah. You know, here we are looking at, you come out of camp, go, well, you know, we're going to play more of an offensive style. Well, I think the Blues, and there's a lot of teams that do it, but Ottawa's a great example. They'll get to a point with their defense where they'll say, we want you up ice. But then once you're over the blue line, you know, you're sort of not involved in the offensive side of it as much anymore. And I think really what these guys have done is said, listen, well, you cross the red line, you're still involved in the offense. If we get down in their end, we still expect you to be involved in the offense. So it's more consistency of five guys in a unit trying to score rather than the two guys at the point defending should have come back out to the defense. They just bump it back down to the forwards or they slap it at the net. They're actually in motion trying to, you know, create space for the guy with the puck or get into a hole where they can receive it and get some shots on goal. And I think it's generated some great offense. And it doesn't just end when they're in the transition game and they're coming up ice, they gain the red line. It doesn't just stop there and go, okay, I kind of look over both shoulders. Now it's time for me to pull back. Gunnarsson's got a couple of goals now where he's driven the net. Same thing with Edmondson, you know, so they're going right to the goal line at the offense rather than just being outlet play.
You know, the other night against the Kings, it was a physical game, Tarasenko with a couple of hits early. As good as he's been, for him to do that and still maintain what he's doing in terms of being part of the offense and looking for his shot, are we seeing him expand his game even further?
You know, he's really tough to play against when his feet are moving. When he's moving, he's got everybody on their heels because he's so strong and he gets a half a step on you onto the outside. It's impossible to defend him without taking a penalty. So, you know, to me, if Vladdy's on his toes jumping, you know, he's as good as he's ever been as a pro. And we've seen that a couple of times this year. So I think he's evolving and maturing into somebody that, you know, takes it personal a little bit to be on their toes and you know, want to be a leader in that line of him, Shannon, and Schwartz have been very, very effective, and they've been very, you know, almost like it's fun to watch, but not, I don't want to say magical, but they've been, the chemistry is starting to really come to the forefront when those guys are there. And to me, they're on the ice, they're a danger to score for the opposing team every time they're out there.
Laterra will make his return with the Flyers. I think he was the guy that the fans got on quite a bit. What kind of reception do you think he'll get?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, Barry's a heck of a guy. He's played, you know, extremely hard for the group when they were here. He never, you know, he wasn't one of those guys that didn't try and pay a price when he was out there, because maybe they possibly, you know, he didn't have the speed they maybe would have liked. He didn't get the goals he maybe would have liked. I don't think took anything away from the fact that, you know, he was an incredible competitor and he cared. And I think for that reason, you know, and the fans of St. Louis have always been great to former players. I wouldn't expect anything less tonight.
Yeah, I think if anybody didn't like him, it was probably because of the contract, right? They thought maybe they overpaid for him.
Yeah, I'd rather be overpaid than underpaid, so yeah. I don't worry about that too much. You know, yeah. It's not his fault he got the money he got, and that's what you call a kid that, you know, was deserving at some point and ended up capitalizing on it. That's fine.
Now that Schwartz is really developing into a big-time scorer, and I see it was the third star overall in the league in October, you think that makes even Tarasenko even more dangerous? It's not just a one guy that they've got to stop now.
Well, he's always had that about him, but I think that, you know, when you have six screws in your ankle, it has a little bit of an impact on how you, you know, jump out of the gate and get going. So, to me, you know what? I think that Tarasenko moving the way he does creates space for Schwartz and vice versa. It's a dangerous attack when, you know, you have Shen through the middle with his speed, and he's capable of going laterally to either side. So whether it's to the right side or left side, you know, he's made some terrific backhand passes and backhand plays that they've capitalized on. I think it's just kind of been a win-win for everybody. And to me, that's what you get when you get top players who compete against each other during the practice and go out and want something to prove for their team in the games. And that's what they're getting right now.
Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart every Thursday here in the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Blues and Flyers tonight at the Scott Trade Center as the Blues try to continue their red hot start to the home portion of their schedule. And overall, this early part of the 2017-18 campaign. Chaser, always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Have a great day, boys.
You too, Chaser. Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
Thank you to Petromart for sponsoring the segment. Thank you to Chaser for joining us here on the radio program. Blues off to an incredible start, and Pam Grier had a chance to sit down with Iggy.
Wait, that one is not really tied to the other, right?
Oh,
didn't he?
I thought she played for Vancouver.
All right.
Yeah, a cup of coffee with the Canucks, but that was back right when they were in the brown and the yellow.
Oh.
They changed their uniforms. They went brown and yellow, then they went green and blue.
I like the green and blue ones. Those are sharp.
And now what are they wearing?
I don't know. I think they still wear the blue with the green.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Yeah, really good. Very panda, nice. Panda, panda.
That's not bad. Vocal work.
Here's Iggy with Pam Grier.
Right at the Lieber Plaza.
Iggy!
How are you, Pam?
Where you been? How you been?
I've been great.
Iggy.
Our morning show is they're probably 25 to 40 maybe, so they're kind of younger, but I had to kind of explain to them, a lot of them know Pam Grier, but I had to explain to them some of your early movies, and I said, look, I was in early high school, I think it might have been a freshman, and it might have been the first time on TV, because this was back before cable, you had to rent the VHS.
VHS or Beta.
Or whatever the hell it was. I said, but I believe it was probably the first set of boobs I saw on TV.
And well, great. Well, you know, there were other films earlier before me where you could have seen some really, you know, extraordinary scenes of nudity in the Humphrey Bogart films and way back when. It was just extraordinary art. It was very European.
I don't remember Humphrey Bogart movie having nudity.
That level of nudity and freedom. It was great.
Yeah.
It was Woodstock, running naked through mud.
Well, if you're not dating anyone, Thursday I'm going to hit on you because I just love you.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I'm single.
Okay, well, we'll talk Thursday.
I'm still single, but don't worry about my guns. Just worry about my chainsaw.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I, but I laughed.
Wasn't she in some movies where she was shooting at people? One of the chainsaw massacre movies or something?
Foxy Brown.
You guys sound like fast friends.
Yeah. I mean, how the hell do you know her?
Iggy, riggy, riggy, iggy, riggy.
She's a talkative thing. I think I asked three questions.
Can I ask you one more to play that one more time? Because I really, I like that.
Iggy, 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 riggy, riggy, iggy, riggy.
I like that. I don't think she seems crazy at all.
She's talkative.
What's her net worth? I'm just curious.
Doug, what do you think?
$5 million?
Probably more than that.
I didn't look it up.
Probably $15 million.
She has 68 bills, Doug.
Yeah.
She was partners with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Richard Pryor.
And Will Chamberlain.
Pretty good net worth.
Yeah. All right.
$5 million?
$15 million, I'd say.
Doug's pretty close. $14.5 million.
Oh. Good for her.
That's a nice net worth.
It's been a lot of movies.
Very attractive.
Well, it was back in the early 70s when they had all the black exploitation films, and every movie she was in, she was either in prison, getting naked. I think her first four movies, she did nothing but get naked. Gorgeous body.
Okay, calm down a little bit.
Okay, easy, because I don't think she's going to be coming to your apartment. She might
maybe
not
she
leave.
Can come in for the TMA Live with Stingray. Be fun.
Well, she's in town tonight. I may go see her.
Well, you can be naked and still very comfortable if your house is heated and cooled by Design Air.
What do you mean? Can you explain?
Nicely done, Jack.
Because there were times before I discovered Design Air.
Where you were naked and not comfortable.
Oh, yeah, seriously?
A lot of times I could be fully clothed and not comfortable. Seth Goldcamp, he took care of that. He came in and he moseyed around the property. And he said, yeah, we got a problem here, we got a problem there. He gave me several solutions to fix it. And it turned out that it was in the furnace. It was in the furnace blower. And now during the summer, it blows all that cool air up on the second floor. In the winter, some of the cold air we've had, have had the furnace on. It's perfect. I mean, Seth Goldcamp and his crew, Joe and Tyler, were the guys that came out to my house. Both friendly and professional. I couldn't recommend Design Air enough. My house has never been more comfortable. If your home isn't as comfortable as you'd like, do yourself a favor. Call Design Air and ask for the Doug Mond Furnace. Here's the number, 314-739-1600. Or designairservices.com.
Just got this email. Long time, the title of the email, oh, great one.
Is that for Doug?
No.
For Gretzky.
This is what it was to T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. That's my email address. Long time listener, first time emailer. Is there any way to get a list of the regular callers and emailers with a picture to put a face with the name?
No, we're not. We're not doing that.
Why not? I think these people should be
cool
held accountable.
They make like a little station directory where you have the listener section, where you have a listener tab. You have Big Al and his hockey jersey.
Do you think a lot of people would lose their jobs if they were?
Fellas, you guys weren't around. When Tim, I, and Martin came up with the concept of the show, we went on a retreat. Where was it? Catskills.
That's right.
And it was 2 weeks, just us in what was really an efficiency room. Martin was making a lot of Dinty Moore stew.
We were just brainstorming and workshopping.
And we said, we're not going to provide pictures of callers because what we're going to do is theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to stick to that.
So when Jody here asks, I would love to know what they look like. I can put it together from listening. And then the hot shots pictures. I mean, come on. I assume there's only one guy running around with jorts and a gimp mask, but maybe not with your audience. I can't make these events because honestly, I have a life.
Right.
Just an idea from a faithful listener. And that comes from Jody.
Ooh. I like the idea.
And you have a life, but you're asking for pictures of listeners and callers.
Ooh.
To stare at them.
And I'm sure they'd give us the real pictures of themselves,
that's
too.
Right.
They wouldn't
that's
go
right.
and clip it off somewhere else.
That's right. That's right.
Is Jody a chick?
You would have to assume. Now, there was Jody Davis with the 84 Cubs and Harry Carroll. Jody! Jody! Would you say, let's say we line up 100 Jodys,
mm-hmm.
what number would be female? What number would be male? What
let's
number
about 80%
would be
female,
binary?
80% female.
So then this is another female listener.
I don't do the binary
this is so
thing.
Hot. So hot to have this many female listeners.
Well, is it J-O-D-I? That's usually the female.
Well, like star. Jody West.
Yeah. I don't know.
Jody. 84 Cubs.
Okay.
Speaking of the Cubs, ESPN just sent out their 2018 power rankings for Major League
Baseball. How about we at least get through the trading? We go through the free agent season. How about we do a little spring training?
We're 4 months away from spring training. It's time for power rankings, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Who do you think's number one?
Houston.
Yes. Have you seen these?
No.
Okay. Who do you think's number two?
The Dodgers.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
boy,
you have
tough.
Seen.
That was tough.
Okay, who do you think's number three?
Washington.
No, that makes no sense.
No, because they had such a horrible year. Cubs.
No, stupid.
Yankees.
Mm-mm.
Red Sox.
Mm-mm.
Can I have initials, please?
C-I.
Oh, man. C-I.
Jeez.
Chicago White Sox?
You're kidding, right?
Doug, the Cleveland Indians, right. Number three.
Okay.
No, number I thought it was the White Sox.
I did too. I thought it was the Chicago White Sox.
Number four.
Four. Oh, man. I'm going to have to name the names I've already done, right? The Cubs. The Nationals.
No, yes, the Nationals. You're right.
Okay.
The Cardinals, for the record, are number nine.
That's not bad.
Right behind the Cubs at eight and ahead of the Angels. Right. On Hells.
Really?
Funny.
They're counting on the Cubs losing a lot of pitching, no doubt.
Yeah. Arrieta.
But the Cardinals are losing some themselves.
I think the Cardinals are going to be as active as the Dickens this offseason. I really do.
Coaching staff shakeup is any indication.
I've kind of been in bear mode, and I'm going to talk about bear, twink, otter. I'm not talking about that. I'm going to have a bear market on the Cardinals in 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bullish on their offseason. And then we'll see how everybody's shaken out in the Central when it's all said and done. But I expect them to be super active. And I think what you've already seen from the firings and who they've brought in, either back to the staff or new to the staff with Maddox and McGee and Oquendo back to the staff, I think you're getting an illustration of this is going to be an aggressive front office this offseason.
And the Cat Chats podcast, just debuted with Adam Wainwright.
Oh, yeah. And the Barstool Chicks do a podcast, too. And
What?
Seymour!
All right.
But, Doug, what do you think of Millie Bobby Brown?
I'm really ambivalent. Take him or leave him.
It's a she.
Okay, her too.
Is that Whitney Houston's daughter?
No.
Millie,
I would
really
tell you this. Plowhawk, are you familiar with Millie Bobby Brown?
Oh, I am. She's a superstar. I started watching Stranger Things. I kind of see where people.
I mean,
she's good.
She is still only 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just. Have you ever seen the film Beautiful Girl?
No.
The cat? I can see you maybe seeing Beautiful Girl.
Yeah.
In 1990, what, Doug, was that 95?
I don't know the years.
Natalie Portman played, I would guess she was probably 15 at the time, and you could tell, I think it was kind of like when people first saw me on KMOV, you're like, oh my God, so good, so young.
Are you talking about Michael Rapaport? He was in that.
He was in it. And I
Matt Dillon was in it.
He was in it. You know who else was in it? The delightful Rosie O'Donnell. O'Donnell.
The Beast O'Donnell? No, the Slob O'Donnell. That's what he called it. The Slob O'Donnell.
So, Doug, Millie Bobby Brown, I would tell you, is Natalie Portman of 1995. And now the Barstool Chicks give their
thoughts. No, this is actually one of a Barstool representative. He does a lot with Portnoy. I could not find the guy's name for the life of
Doug,
me.
Doug, who is this?
Who cares?
It was tweeted out for the Barstool Sports Twitter account.
Okay.
Didn't leave his Twitter
handle.
This
could be awkward because she's 13 years old. I hope it's not.
No, it's fine. Kind of it's he basically kind of went on your track, Tim. If you want to take a listen,
see if you agree.
Dying to hear it.
Millie Bobby Brown last night went on Fallon. When she goes from like the spoken word coffee house flow and the beat drops, and she turns into f-ing Kendrick Lamar. This is a 13-year-old girl from London. That's insane. Oh, and Jimmy Fallon, get the out of here, dude. What are you doing? You need to be the hype man. Let Millie Bobby Brown, the superstar, have the f***ing stage. Don't need you running around going, Millie Bobby, Stranger Things. Shut up, dude. Sit at the f***ing desk. You're a host. I'm worried about this video because I don't want her to get a big head on her shoulders because I don't need her to go reverse Justin Timberlake. She needs to stay acting. I love her as a rapper. She's a great late night show rapper. But Millie, you're like the f***ing best child actress I've ever seen. Stick with that. These kids are the world's top prospects and need to be protected as such. They are the most important thing to the future of society that's ever existed.
Can you cuss a little more at a 13-year-old?
Yeah, I had to. Took
Who
me a while
are we
to
talking
edit that
about? Millie Bobby was Brown. Millie Bobby Brown.
Was it really important that we got to that?
Yeah, because apparently she was on Fallon and she rapped.
Yeah, and I missed her. Anna Marie loves Millie Bobby Brown.
Have you heard it, though?
No, I have not.
What is
super sick?
I heard her rap when she was on with the crew from Stranger Things, And she did some Nicki Minaj. I think Monster.
What is Millie Bobby Brown? What is that?
Kim,
is
I would recommend checking
this out. Is that Bobby
out.
Brown's
she kills
daughter?
It.
Well,
she
pull
kills
it up, baby. What do you think? I got something else to do?
Is it Bobby Brown's daughter?
No, Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
So
that's
we're
right.
Just, right. So
say it quicker.
The other up-and-comer is Sandy Big Daddy Kane. What are we doing? Ooh. Just putting a name on the... We just put a first name on a rapper's name?
She's a British girl born in Spain. And watch this. The rain in Spain falls gently on the plane. Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Millie Bobby Brown. All right.
And she plays 11 on Stranger Things. And, I mean, just as talented as the day is long. And then she was on Fallon last year with her crew. They're all, you know, I would guess 12, 13, 14. It's going to be awkward when they start hitting puberty from Stranger Things. And she kind of stood out and she rapped a verse from, I think it was Nicki Minaj's Monster. But this is a newer Fallon appearance from two nights ago. Is that what you're telling me, Plowhawk?
I do believe so.
Doug, is that right? Was this two nights or
I
three?
I don't have any clue.
What did Fallon deserve to be attacked this, by this guy?
I anyway? Hate to say it is, but there's a lot of comments on this from 7 hours ago. So I imagine, I can't tell when it was uploaded, but it appears to be new.
Did you post a comment or anything?
No, I haven't posted it yet. It got 2 million views, though.
Does it?
All right, take a listen here.
Let's go back to Indiana, circa 1983. Just four boys in the basement, chilling, playing D&D. There was Lucas, there was
straight
Willie,
fire.
Will, and Dustin, there was a Mike. But one night, Will goes missing while he's riding on his bike. Yikes, that's when they met me alive. I had no hair on my head. I had been so close to dead. Courtesy of Dr. Branner, who's hunting me 24/7. Joyce was hanging Christmas lights in the web. Started hearing something Willie had said. Could be a message from the beyond. What happened above? She's just gone in the upside down. Hoppers on top of the
oh!
Boy, that got the crowd going.
Oh!
It's just unbelievable.
Oh! If I'm Willie and Dustin's got put in for days. Demagogue is getting all in my way. Blasting to pieces just like a grenade.
I don't think she's as good as Samantha Ludacris.
Take what happened to me. I'm in the upside down. What about now?
I think you gotta remember, she's 13 years old.
13 bills.
Crazy.
Okay. What about now? Is that Monster?
No. This is her own rap.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was
she
Nicki
writes,
Minaj.
Or is she freestyling like rabbit?
I think she wrote this for Stranger Things recap from season one, I think,
really?
Is what Fallon wanted her to do. Yeah. She kills it. Like, for 13, this is phenomenal.
Okay. She seems very talented.
Oh, and she just dropped the mic.
Yeah, she's good.
Bad news when you see the bloody nose.
I like
yeah,
your
boy,
Natalie,
no one's ever been more talented
like
than that.
I like your Natalie Portman thing, but I'm thinking more of her recent Dakota Fanning. Remember how she came on as a child star, had that War of the Worlds, I think, with Tom Cruise. And now she's in a TV show on, I forgot what channel it is, but you thought you had high hope for her when she was 10 or 11.
Yeah,
has it panned out? But
not
Natalie Portman's
well,
panned
still,
out.
She's in a really a great TV show that's coming out. I know she's been in a couple films.
Who?
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, she's been very popular. No one has ever had that mix of youth and talent like Tiffany when she was playing the malls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Who's the chick that's on Nashville that was married to the basketball player?
Connie Britton.
No, married to the boxer.
Hayden.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, married to Klitschko.
I'm kind of like, when you saw, what's her name?
Jill Cassidy?
When she was 15.
Nope.
The actress you just mentioned you saw. The actress that you mentioned you saw at
Natalie Portman.
Was Hayden Panettiere the dating that cardinal? He was a cardinal for like a week or 2 weeks.
Bo Hart, hard worker.
No, the pitcher.
No. You're thinking of Brad
Petty.
Brad Petty.
No, she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that was somebody else. But when I saw Hayden Panettiere in Clash of the Titans as the coach's daughter, that's what
Remember
I said.
The Titans.
Remember the Titans. I've got nothing right in this whole conversation. I can't think of names
but,
of actresses.
Let's not talk
but when
about
I saw
underage,
her,
let's not talk about underage
I'm talking
girls.
As an actress. Why do you have to push it to something else?
Well, because
I said I think
because
she,
that's
kind of
what you're
places.
Known for.
Well, yeah, because you keep bringing things like that up. I just said she's going places. She was really good in that movie, and look what she's done.
Guys, has anyone heard Michelle Mike Bivens freestyle? She's dope, B. That's from Manchild.
Need to see it.
79. Guys, keep Iggy away from Millie Bobby Brown. Thanks. That's from the 314. Let's see. A 13-year-old actress slash rapper is the world's most important asset. Is that what I just heard? Really? Right. Yeah, I forgot about science and technological advancements. Mm-hmm. We need to protect the kid that drops sick beats.
I think he was probably being a little facetious there.
Well, we can hope. I don't get it. I know a lot of people love that type of music. I just don't get it.
Well, she's a British actress.
Okay.
Wasn't she born in Spain or something?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like she was born in Spain, but her family's English. Let me see here. Since the first time I saw Tim do sports on Channel 4, no one has done it better, and I miss him. Pick up the slack, Doug. That's from Donald Trump's Russian friend.
That goes without question.
Thank you.
Of course it does.
Even bigger here, Stephen Stingray asked me to follow him on Twitter. I did, and then he said, hey, Ken, what all do I need to send you to send your network execs in California?
Iggy.
That's the message I got from him.
No, I understand, but he has his hopes up that you're actually going to, like, pull strings for him.
Do you know anyway? You know Pam Grier,
well,
I guess.
Well, I do. I'll send it out for him, but I was trying to get it so we could use some of it on the show. But, yeah, I'll mail it out for
Who
him.
Will you mail it to?
Iggy, you know porn directors.
I'll send it to Vivid. They could turn it into something.
He said he's losing weight.
No. I'll send it to my buddy in L.A. He works in the porn industry.
I'll send it to W. Earl Brown, and I'll send it to John Ashton, and then they can do what they want. That way I can say I sent it to two guys in Hollywood.
This isn't going to be turning into a...
I don't even know who those people are. You said it like...
You would if you saw them. John Ashton was in... he played Detective Taggart in Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. He was in Gone Baby Gone.
What, is he a producer now?
He's out in North Carolina filming a movie, actually.
Right, but he just asked if that's a producer.
Is he a producer?
I think you were trying to see if he could actually do something.
Yes, right. He produced, directed, and starred in his own movie like 2 years ago.
Oh, did
which
he?
Made it to Netflix. Okay.
And what was it, the John Ashton story?
No, W.O. Brown was on Deadwood. He played Beans and Franks on Something About Mary.
Frank and Beans!
Oh, God, I know that guy.
He was the bouncer in Dancing at the Blue Iguana.
Well, God bless them. And
you met Judy Tenuta.
All Academy Award. Yeah, I'll send it to Judy Tenuta.
Yeah, sure.
And Ron Hunt. Maybe he'll get that one on YouTube, too.
Right.
I'll send it out for him.
Okay, thank you.
The painter guy has sent in multiple texts saying, play the other rap Millie Bobby Brown did on Fallon. It's way better.
God bless her.
How many did she do?
I'm good. Awful. I thought there was only one. That's the only one I'm aware of.
Well, the other one
plenty.
She did
it's
was...
plenty.
The other one was like a year ago. God, what in the hell? Doug, shave it up and shave it up.
Any suggestions?
Real nice. Like, well, people look at me and they go, man, there's no way you're 41, brah.
Shave it up.
And I go, oh, you know why you say that?
No.
My skin is soft. My skin is smooth. My game is soft. My game is smooth. And it's from Harry's Razors. Okay. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting charged an arm and a leg for razor blades, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry stripped out the unnecessary features and the unnecessary cost to deliver customers one perfect razor at an amazing price. A good shave comes down to good blades. Because Harry's owns the factory, they're able to deliver amazing quality blades for just $2 a blade. Compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. And Harry's has a trial set that includes everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, like weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, convenient travel blade cover. And for those of you who are still on the fence, Harry's has a 100% quality guarantee. 100%. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, it's a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. I'll take questions, sure.
No, it was a fine read.
Are you distracted by the text inbox?
No. I just feel like you got to... Sometimes I'm a marketing guy by nature.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe a little song to go in there.
Okay.
All right, let's workshop this. Shave it up before you go.
Oh.
I've got a deal for you, my bro. And
shave
then we'll just go from there.
Okay. You go. Do you think we'll have any problems with Wham's representatives? George Michael's estate? Andrew Ridgely, if he streams?
I don't think they want a whole thing.
Probably not. Wouldn't want to tangle with our legal people.
But if, like, so you're doing a read. It's a good product. Your skin is soft and touchable, as Doug can attest to. But if you put a little song in there.
Let's do it again.
Shave it up Before you go, go, I've got a deal for you, my bro, bro.
That's not bad.
Not bad?
It's a good little start.
Does me going high, does that help it?
Yes.
It's kind of like,
yes, it does.
Chris Stapleton's great, but a lot of people underestimate how important his wife, Morgan Stapleton, is. And no, I feel like people would hear your voice as being the lead, but I don't know if it's as good without me going high.
Tim, everything you do is great.
Yes!
It's almost sound a little Beach Boys.
Yeah. Who am I there? Brian Wilson?
Yeah, let's do it one more time and see if other people don't see it themselves.
Right. Ready? A one, a two, a one, two, three. Shave it up before you go, go. I've got a deal for you, my bro, bro.
Yeah, Beach Boys. That's what I hear.
Very good.
Doug, that Millie Bobby Brown is dope. That's from Rob DMC.
It's not that dope. It's dopey to like that dope. What it is.
You're now calling a 13-year-old who might be the most talented actress to come along in years.
Oh, I haven't seen her act.
She's
probably
great, man.
Probably a wonderful actress. The rapping is what I think is goofy.
But she wrote her own beats.
Okay.
So did Joshua. And you thought he was great when he did Little Angels.
A lot of people can write that. What was the beat? Ooh, a bloody nose. Oh, right. Yeah, man, that's great. That's fantastic writing.
Tim, can I pay you to leave my voicemail message for me? Thanks. That's from Timmy Recaps. I guess I could get that old cottage industry.
We're doing this song thing. We need to book recording time in a studio. Doug gets drunk on Wild Turkey. Tim's entourage gets into a beef with Iggy's entourage. That'd be cool. Like a whole, like a 12-hour sesh at a recording studio.
I think so. I think we need that at all.
We could get paid a lot of money doing jingles.
Who's going to pay?
Any company. Did you just hear what we just came up with on the fly? Imagine if we had a 12-hour recording session.
We probably should put that on our reel.
Guys, just wanted to let you know that the wife and I thoroughly enjoyed your new podcast that aired yesterday. We especially enjoyed the guy who asked Iggy why he lied all of the time. We LOL'd hard. P.S. How is Iggy handling the Gaga engagement news? That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Gaga get engaged?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, to her agent/boyfriend now.
Just yesterday?
No, I think it was earlier in the summer.
Does that pain you a little?
No, why? I'm glad she's happy.
We thought maybe you had a shot with her.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool. You can guys talk about that. Do you think, what percentage would you say you're going to see her on November 16th, right?
Zero.
Really? Yeah. I thought there was a chance that you might be.
There was. I just got an email back this morning. Well, last night. I didn't see it till this morning.
Mm.
No meet and greet.
Not for anyone,
but,
or just
but
for
it's
you?
That agent guy put a kibosh on it. You know, I saw something like this on the Hallmark Channel, right? It was a woman who was a big recording star, and there was this guy who has a sincere affection for her, but felt like he never had a chance. And, of course, her controlling boyfriend, the agent, tried to keep them apart, but eventually love won out. Hallmark Channel.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just no meet and greet, which is no big deal. I just took a shot. Would love to see her again.
I bet Carly would have liked that.
Yeah, no big deal. I'm just going to enjoy
it. It is a big deal.
No, it's not.
I bet Lady Beercats would have liked it.
Well, I could have probably only got one back there with me.
I bet Janie the Lesbian would have
liked it. No, seriously, it's not a big deal. I've met her before, which is great. And
yeah, but if you meet her again, then you establish more of a thing with her.
No, that's never going to
happen. Someone that you admire.
Well, she knows I admire her.
Look, dude, I've been there with Adrian's Med. They had a meet and greet.
That's right, I remember that.
Which casino was it? He was doing like some show tune thing, and they canceled the meet and greet.
I tried to get him on the show. He hasn't gotten back to me. I told him you were a big fan.
I'm his Med head. And then they canceled the meet and greet. You feel bad. You feel like maybe somehow you failed as a human being. So I know the emotions you're going through.
Doug, did you listen to the podcast, Me, Iggy, and the Plowhawk? We took questions from the audience. It was wonderful. And Iggy revealed that he made Mickey Mantle cry.
Oh, no. Why?
In a good way, though.
Well, in a good way.
How'd you make him cry?
Well, listen to the podcast.
Well, okay, don't get angry.
It's a tease. Just go listen to it. I posted a picture yesterday and said, if you want to know what this picture's about, you need to listen to the podcast.
It was Mickey Mantle crying.
No, it was me interviewing Mickey Mantle.
That's right. That's
and
right.
He's in tears.
Well, I saw a little tear coming down because I asked for an autograph, and I said, can you sign it to Kenny? And he goes, that's not worth any money. I said, well, I don't plan on selling it. And he said, nobody's ever asked me for that. Everybody wants to sell my autographs.
And that made him cry?
And they thought that, you know, everybody wants to use them to make money, and I just wanted it for myself.
Mickey was no piece of meat, Doug. He was a human being.
Not like Gaga, who literally wore the meat.
Oh, God bless us all.
This comes back to that, doesn't it?
The man just told a story of making one of the greatest ball players of all time emotional in his interview, and then you soiled upon it with a Lady Gaga meat dress reset.
Gratuitous, I might add. Gratuitous.
Getting a little rank at this
Point.
Not
to mention he'd just come back from signing about 1,000 autographs at a card signing before he went to the stadium, and he knew everybody's just up there, not even talking to him, just wants his autograph for money. Well, but he was making money,
that's
too.
That's probably why he was there himself.
Oh, yeah.
Cash.
But you made him emotional.
Yeah, and it felt kind of good that, you know, I wanted it for myself. I didn't want to sell a Mickey Mantle
autograph. And you still have it?
Somewhere. I have a box of stuff somewhere. I just kind of gave away a bunch of stuff, but I packed other stuff somewhere, so.
Well, stuff.
Well, I mean, it just sits on a mantle. I mean, I'm not a guy, look what I got.
And well, that's what you get.
I have all my Emmys lined up.
I need the mantle.
Was that weird? Doug, you put your Emmys up?
You taking a shot at Tyler? He has autographed baseballs on his...
Well, he's 8. I'm 90, according to the fan page.
Guys, Iggy is incapable of reading human emotion. I'm certain that wasn't a tear from Mickey Mantle. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
Okay, Tom.
Somebody did listen to the podcast because they then took the picture and put 2 teardrops under his eyes.
Yeah, see?
The Mick. Ah, yes, the Mick. Imagine
number 6, Doug?
Imagine.
7.
Who's number 6?
For the Yankees?
Babe Ruth.
No.
3.
DiMaggio?
DiMaggio was 5.
Numbers.
Barrow was 8.
Joe Torre?
I think that's what it is.
As a coach, he was number 6, I think.
I think that's who it was.
If he had 2 good knees and not so much of a alcohol issue, what could it have been for Mickey Mantle? Already one of the greats.
Try not to think about what might have been.
Who sings that? Is that Rascal Flatts?
I think he's top 10.
Because that was then.
Probably not.
We have to get emails, but I enjoyed my interview with Shalanda, Shanola Hampton. Shanola Hampton.
With who? I think it's Little Texas.
I think you're right.
It is. What it might have been.
There's people asking, because I tweeted that. People are asking me, where can we hear it? I'm going to try to get... Is it okay if I try to get Nicky Owl to put it on the on the website?
Who's Nicky Owl?
Of course.
Okay.
We have somebody here named Nicky Owl?
Nicky Owl, y'all. Remember spring training? He was a part of our team.
Well, we didn't call
Tommy
him Nick
Fan.
Owl.
We took a team photo
so
with Tommy
you
Fan.
You cross my mind.
Little Texas.
I try not to think about what might have been.
Oh my God, that high pitch helps.
Because that was then, and we have taken different roads.
We've had more ADD in this.
All right, I got to read emails. I could listen to Little Texas all day, though. I probably am going to go do that when I work out. It'll be Little Texas on loop. All right, time for the Hot Shots email today. Morning, fellas. So Monique Medina fancies herself a 50-year-old Boston man trapped inside a California girl's body. That's cool. Though it would be a lot hotter if she said she was a 60-year-old sportscaster trapped in my body. Thanks. That's from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hipster.
I think I see where he was going.
Tower Grove South. Poor email.
So Iggy told Stingray he has contacts in L.A. Well, can you pop them? I think I feel like the music's a little aggressive because Little Texas.
Put it down.
So Iggy told Stingray he has contacts in L.A. Well, I could hardly wait for the wedding coach to come out. I'm not as enthused watching him bang his stepsister because he saw a report card and was threatening to tell her mean dad. Therefore, he then drops his pant, and while ringing his cowbell, he tells her not to be afraid, and people do it all the time in Alabama. I bet his trouser snake touches the water when he goes number 2.
We get it.
It's from the White Collar Gangster. Doug, White Collar Gangster is a delightful fellow. He just struggles in the emails. Yeah. He really has.
He's only won 1 time, I think. I mean, that was a pity thing. White Collar Gangster.
Guys, Plops here. It was the second Saturday in June, 2016, the hottest of holies. The holiest of holies, as the St. Gabe's School picnic was well underway. Tim was holding court by the Chuck-a-Luck tent, up about $9,000, causing the school to lay off 2 teachers the following week. Producer Joe was face down, unconscious, in the parking lot, covered in his own urine. Fungo was wandering around collecting money from the fathers of various mediocre athletes that he'd helped get more playing time than they ever should have during the previous spring. Mm-hmm. And up above us all, like a hideous turkey vulture stalking its prey, was Iggy, riding the swings, dripping through the air like an unpleasant fart with that blonde hair blowing in the South St. Louis breeze. The wind velocity up there was causing skin tags and dead freckles to literally just fall off his head. Old Speckles was having the time of his life, though, up there by himself. Short shorts, flip-flops, a golf shirt he bummed from Jennings, and a lit cigarette in his mouth. All of us on the ground just watched in confusion as this weird little man spun above us 30 feet in the air, fluttering his legs about, occasionally yelling, "I love school picnics!" Each time the vulture cried out, more people darted for the parking lot in horror. By 8:30 p.m., there were only a few drunks and a handful of carnies left on the school's property. It's sad that this incident alone is responsible for enrollment at Catholic schools dropping by 8% during the last year. Thanks, that's Misty Plops, Doug.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
And that's what we have for the Hot Shots email of the day. I had poor time management, but we had to play a little Texas.
Yeah, and based on what you read, I have to go Plops.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
Misty Plops has just shipped the Hot Shots email of the day, and now people are going, okay, we've had 2 days in November, and Misty Plops has both. It's never happened before where somebody wins every single day of a month. And if there's a month you're going to do it, November's one of those months because November doesn't have as many shows because of the Thanksgiving holiday week.
All right.
So now Misty Plops is in that mix. That's great.
Yeah. Well, he came strong today. It was a good email.
Yeah, real strong.
Misty, that was a pretty good one.
Misty Plops will join thousands of people at the Missouri-Florida game this Saturday. Congratulations to Misty Plops. Time for us to shut it down.
It's great Frank show today.
Yeah,
great.
It really was. I feel good about it. Frank's up next to the Holly Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.